We've really switched bodies.
We sure have.
I like this, like, little... I like it. Like, I don't mind being you. I feel really peaceful. It's, like, because I went on vacation.
Yeah. I like being you, angry and good at tech.
I didn't realize that I would be described as angry until you said that. And I was like, oh, have I been mad?
Oh, have I been mad,
Dad? Or I just am always outraged and passionate?
Passionate. Not angry, just passionate. The best people are.
You literally just looked away when you said, not angry, just passionate.
Because I'm lying?
Oh, my God!
If I had one of those lie detector tests, like the Vanity Fair YouTube interviews with the lie detector test.
Yeah.
I would have a nervous man. I would have a nervous breakdown. I'm such a liar.
Liar. Wait, what am I angry about?
To be clear, I love some good anger because it's just, I think that anger is a very necessary emotion, perhaps the only necessary emotion. I like to disassociate from every single other one, but I listen when someone's angry or when I'm angry.
Yeah.
Because first of all, it's just our Italian blood runs so hot.
Yeah.
And I really admire a big freak out.
Oh, God.
It's why we're friends.
How?
Because a Libra, that's like, I'm just in the corner, like rooting people on, being like, I'm not going to get involved in this, but thank you for the show.
I didn't realize that I had big freak outs. I thought I was just passive aggressive and no one noticed.
Remember when the guy was taking photos of you at the bar?
Okay. There wasn't a guy taking photos of me at the bar. It was this dude that's friends with my ex-boyfriend and was taking photos of me and sending them to him at 3 a.m. while I was standing next to the person that I was starting to hook up with.
That just plunged me into the underworld.
Nothing makes me more upset than feeling like someone's spying on me.
Yeah, you always feel like people are spying on you.
I know, but yeah.
But also we've switched back to us switching roles because as I told you the other night, I've been thinking about this probably because of Amber Heard, but I've just been thinking about one day there is a defamation trial coming my way and I'm just like imagining being on the stand and all the things they're going to use against me. Every single, like this podcast, every Zoom I've ever been in, every voice note I've ever sent. And I will be defenseless. I'll just be like, yeah, I lie. I'm a bad person.
What would you even like be on trial for?
I have no idea. No idea. It's just someone would come for me and they'd be like, I don't know. It's some sort of that's the thing. I'm not.
Like you would ruin someone's character. Like you would write about someone and they'd be like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But it would be the person that I never even thought I was offending. Like it would be like some random person that comes out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And is like, how dare she?
I just don't see that happen. Like, I don't see you in court.
It will. Oh, please, God. I really don't.
Yeah.
I would not thrive.
You couldn't handle that. No. You'd get a rash.
I would get a rash immediately. I would be like, are we allowed to smoke in here?
You would.
I'd be like, there's only one thing I need, a pack of cigarettes.
In the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I just want you to just be like, Brie, you're not always angry, but just sometimes. So just say it. Even if you don't mean it, just like say it. Brie, or I'm going to get really angry.
Brie, you're not always angry. Just sometimes. No, you're not angry. You're not an angry person. You just are, you know, you just have an edge to you.
That, I mean, and God bless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The best people have an edge. I would never be friends with anyone who doesn't have
you
an edge.
You for sure have an edge right now. Like your edge, because this is like, so we have switched bodies and you are for sure.
I'm edging out.
Edging out. When I call you lately, I am like inhaling first, which must be how you usually feel when you see my name pop up on your phone.
There's an outburst that might come.
An outburst of like, how could that have happened?
Yeah.
And, I'll have to say, like, me myself being, you know, more in your energy right now, quite content. It's very much always tripping out, like wow, like that just happened, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And the balancing of lots of humans, which I usually don't do.
Yeah, and that's what I usually do.
Yeah, I'm the one balancing the humans, and I just feel like I have elephants all over my fingers.
I'm not, I've balanced for too long. I've hit my breaking point. I'm not balancing anyone anymore. Everyone can go fucking balance themselves. There was a tweet that I reposted today that was like, I'm having a Tony Soprano girl summer, fight with everyone and go to therapy. That's how I'm feeling.
We have very different algorithms. I would never get Sopranos in my Twitter algorithm.
I get so much Sopranos.
My algorithm
bullshit.
Is like cat pictures and like Elon Musk tweeting like crazy
about chocolate
shit.
Milk.
I don't. What are you talking about?
He tweeted, "I love chocolate milk." I think he tweeted like, "Chocolate milk is so good. Having some right now." Period. Like a toddler.
See, okay. Elon Musk has like three different kinds of tweets. He has like tweets for the plebes, no offense, that are like, I love chocolate milk, uh-huh. Having some now.
I'm not a plebe because I don't read Twitter. Just like,
but like
whatever.
What filters out?
Yeah, via the channels that we subscribe to.
Via the pop culture, like, yeah. It's like what gets out, like what is like digestible. Elon Musk does digestible tweets and then he does non-digestible tweets. Then he does like really provocative tweets. And maybe the latter two are like in the same category, but he like wants us to not be afraid of him buying Twitter when really it's such a scary thing that a billionaire who we need to like know exactly what he's doing is going to be in charge of pretty much the greatest news source of our current time. Like more than Fox, more than CNN, more than any of the times. Like Twitter is it. It's it, like you're not, there's no editors. Like we say whatever we want. So for someone who makes headlines for having a huge influence, for him to be in charge of what is put out there is really dangerous.
And his whole thing is like, amplify everyone's voice.
He says that, but at the end of the day, he's going to be the one with all the buttons.
Yeah, that's what he says. Right. That's how he's getting away with this at all.
Yeah.
But he's getting away with it all because he has money, so he bought it. Like, it's not like,
you can't like argue with that.
No, you can't say no to like however many billion dollars. Like, you know, I mean, you should, but it's capitalist society and everyone wants to buy out. You know, everyone's just waiting for a buyout.
I just feel like a part of the problem, because a few months ago before everything escalated, like the Twitter, the Amber Heard, the all of it of the Elon energy, I was like retweeting all of his tweets with this gif of an anime girl holding a cup of coffee and she's like shaking because she's like so turned on, and like everything Elon would tweet, I would post that gif and be like, daddy.
Yeah, you loved the man.
I loved him. He was on my bucket list the last few years. I'd always say like, he's my hall pass. I want to be the woman that gives him his first daughter. He has 12,000 sons.
Yeah.
And I take all that back now.
I thought you'd defend him forever.
I know.
The truth is you were never defending him though. You were just saying that you like were
sapiosexual for what he had to
offer
us. It
was like titillating somehow to you.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to invent gasless cars, that's hot.
That's hot. That's really hot.
If you're gonna,
I don't like Teslas. I think they look like a bug.
I love them. If you've been
they
inside
look like
of one
cockroaches.
Before,
thanks for making me feel poor. No.
What?
Wait, you've never been in a Tesla? Oh, my God. How dare you?
How dare you? You need better friends.
Whose Tesla have you been in?
Don't worry
about
it.
We live in Brooklyn.
Yeah, but not all of our friends live in Brooklyn, but they're nice.
I'm dying to know. Please tell me whose Tesla you're in.
I'll tell you off mic whose Teslas I've been in.
Oh, my God.
Plural. I'm just kidding.
Shut the fuck up. We really have switch roles. This is ridiculous. No, I don't like Teslas. I'm standing by it. And I love Elon. Love you, Elon. Call me.
That's disgusting.
Call me.
We can't.
Someone's got to love him.
Someone's got to love him, and it can't be Grimes anymore.
Can't be Grimes, and it can't be Brie. It's got to be Katie.
It can't be Brie. No. I need to be honest about my energy levels right now. We've been very open about our penchant for cleansing. I'm currently doing an ovarian cleanse with like,
we love a cleanse,
ancient Chinese herbs.
Sure.
It is wiping my soul out in a brand new way.
It's like scrubbing your insides with a toothbrush.
With a fucking electric toothbrush. Like a way that like my gynecologist could never. I already don't wear tampons.
Right. So you don't want to be penetrated by the patriarchy?
That's my literal quote.
I know.
I will not be penetrated by the patriarchy for 5 days out of the month.
I
will. Every single month, every single year of my life. I mean.
You heard it here. I will.
So dangerous.
I know.
But this ovarian cleanse is like really taking like a good part of my energy. And it's like the second time I've done it and it's like really recommended. And like the reviews that women write about it are incredible. Like you really feel your body moving while it's happening. And I just feel like genetically, like there's traces of ovarian cancer in my family. And I don't want, like, I like to be as holistic as possible. So I'm doing this cleanse for a second time. It really has changed my period from like when I did it a few months ago.
In what way?
It like changed the color of it. Like it's like a lot, the blood's a lot cleaner.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. It's like a much brighter, healthier red. And my period was like only 2 days, which at first was like really fun to only have it for 2 days. And you like realize like that's super not healthy. Uh-huh. And it's like my period's back to like being like a full week.
Really? My period is only for 3 days, but I've told doctors that and they never seem alarmed.
I feel like you have like good pussy vibes.
I've never taken birth control.
Oh, really?
I mean, I've taken it for like very small periods of time, but I've kept my hormones extremely not interrupted because the times that I took birth control, it really fucked with me like emotionally and physically, and it just felt bad. And I put plenty of toxins into my body, but there's something about, you know, some people are just averse to it. It's not like a hill I'm going to die on, but like I'm just saying like I have not. I'm pretty good with like also getting a natural period helps me pay attention to my body in a different way because I'm like, okay, Katie, you can't be on a manic upswing all the time. Sometimes you need to stay home and take a fucking bath and like do your laundry and relax.
Yeah.
Which is what I did last night.
Bless. I'm PMSing. Total Aquarius, but like the word control, birth control, I'm just like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And like I won't die on the hill of birth control pills because I understand like there's a wide range of reasons why women benefit
and, like,
from it,
but like IUDs
never gonna happen in my body.
Oh my god, literally never. I've heard the biggest horror stories, straight up like gory horror films,
right,
about IUDs like giving people infections, the worst pain of their lives. Like
why would you put a piece of metal in your vagina?
In your vagina?
Of all the places in your, I would put a piece of metal like if I like broke my elbow or like broke a bone, like need to put it back together, fine. But like, I would never want that there.
No.
It's like the one spot, like please, only one thing should go in there, and it's not a tampon, it's not an IUD.
Peni.
Bless.
Cox.
Stop. Your mom's gonna be so mad at you.
I know. My mom's not listening anymore. She tapped out after the cardboard box. I love her. Poor soul.
That was such a rough night.
It was a really rough night. I was canceled by my mother. And who can blame her?
Who can blame her?
I love her and I hold space for her outrage.
Hold space for her disappointment.
Yeah, I have nothing but compassion.
Really bad.
For my mom. Not for everyone, but...
But like on the topic of birth control, it's like such the obvious transition and it wasn't even like purposeful, but like we're again watching another march about to happen. Roe versus Wade. Someone leaked a document the night of the Met Gala.
Jessica DeFino's article that you reposted and so did I.
So insane.
So good.
Jessica
so scary.
DeFino, she posted all of the email headlines she had within 24 hours between the Met Gala and Roe versus Wade not being codified and like being turned over. And it was wild. And just real quickly, the Met Gala has never looked worse. Can you please
never.
Stay on theme?
I don't understand. It just happened in September. Why did they do two? Does it
because
always happen twice a year?
People plan their outfits like years in advance. So like people are like designers are like, have clogged timelines of dresses they wanted to get out.
But why did it happen in September as well?
because it was dresses from the year before.
Oh,
because
it got canceled the year before.
Yeah. And they're like, well, we can't move on to the next round of dress. Like Kylie's.
So confusing.
Kylie's dress that she wore this year, she was supposed to wear 2 years ago. And then she
Kylie, who looked like a fucking.
She looked like Mary-Kate and Ashley from It Takes Two.
Wait, I thought of Mary. I was about to say a Mary-Kate and Ashley movie. That's really weird. Yes.
Yeah.
The backwards
what
cap.
What is that thing that they
when
said
they're
in
like
the movie?
Back to
can
back
eat,
on the
can't
cover?
Sleep over the hill World Series kind of thing. Remember when they said that? What is it? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do, and I don't have the lines for you, but
Christy Alley, like that, she peaked.
Kirstie Alley, that oh yeah.
To be like I was the adopted mother for Mary-Kate and Ashley. It Takes Two. To then I did Jenny Craig. Like
she's so scary, Jenny Craig. Oh my God, there's this movie called Toothless with Kirstie Alley that I watched all the time when I was little. It was about her like dying. Actually, that was a really dark film. I encourage everyone to check it out.
She's really had like a range of a career.
Yeah, she has. I wonder where she's at right now, like drinking Slim Fast somewhere.
Oh. Okay, so Kylie's
I'm sure.
I forgot about
Is she
Slim
alive?
Fast. Slim, like, can you believe like our mothers were like slim like recycling slim bins? Like I can just hear my mom tossing the Slim Fast into
tossing
the recycling
the
bin into the garage. Oh my God.
So toxic. When I had influenza, I was drinking fucking what are those things? It's the equivalent Ensure. Yeah, right? Yeah, the doctor told me, I was like, this is definitely not what I should be doing, but I couldn't eat, which wink, wink, didn't mind. No, I'm kidding. that's a joke. I was like, I actually had such a bad fever. Also, LOL that I got the flu when everyone's getting COVID and I still haven't gotten COVID because I'm a mutant. But the doctor told me to drink Ensure and it was so vile.
Really? Was it thick and chalky?
Yeah, it was thick and chalky. It was like it was like a really bad milkshake that has melted all
Isn't
the way
it for
down.
Like, it was supposed to be like breast milk for babies.
I think of it as like for old people.
Do you think that breast milk is chalky?
I have no, I don't think it's chalky at all. I think it's the opposite. I think
it's like curdly.
Yummy.
You think it's yummy?
I'm kidding.
Wait, last week.
I think it probably tastes horrible.
Last week I was with like a bunch of women and I mean, how do I get to this story? This okay. dude comes to like deliver something. And he was like, oh, so-and-so, you're pregnant. I love using my wife's breast milk. I want to use it to make cheese and put it on pizza.
Are you?
And all of us were like bug-eyed. Like our jaws were
Is
dropped.
Is he a funny man? Was he making a joke?
It was everyone's first time meeting him. So no one knew. Nobody knew.
That is one of those things that I would just be like, sir, I'll have to see myself out.
I was like, I'm never going to your house for dinner. Never invite me over.
Incredibly nauseous.
I would never like drink coffee with you because I don't know where that milk is coming from.
Yeah, you might spring on me like, how do you like that milk? And then it would be it's for my wife's titties. That's sick.
It's really sick. Wait, we were coming from Kylie Jenner's Met Gala.
We were talking about Roe v. Wade.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's just there's going to be another round of pussy hat protesting. And I just think it's all pretty violent.
It's just insane. And like there's like women in D.C., L.A., and New York all upset about it. And then everyone in the Bible Belt is like, you're all monsters. And it's like the fact that we call it the United States is just so funny. Like we're all so
it's
different.
Silly.
Like does anyone ever drive through the country anymore? Like it's like going to another planet.
Yeah, there's such a concentrated group of people who are in utter outrage. And a lot of it is, in my opinion, very performative. And like, I will defend that forever because I just think that, you know, the social media of it all is wild. But anyway, we're all like, it's so concentrated.
The social media of it all is like an echo chamber where it was like, nothing was getting out. Nothing was getting in. It was like actually like making it worse. I felt like.
It was making it so much worse. And it was like just pretty disturbing to see all of it like abortion, like abortion is something we should all have the right to do. But of course, but it's not something you want to do. Like it's a sad, scary fucking thing. And I
really
have never once ran into someone who was like, let's scream about my abortion, rock and roll. Like, and I know that's not what they're saying, but I'm just saying that there's should be treated as the sensitive subject that it is.
Right. Like, what if instead of people being like, I didn't want to get pregnant because I was like being wild. Like, that can't be the story that we tell to justify it. It's like people who are actually traumatized from like incest and rape have to be like, this is why abortion's necessary, because all these like, I like got fucked in the bathroom and had an abortion stories is just like too much. Like, anyone that I know that's had an abortion or a miscarriage is profoundly like emotionally disabled from it.
Yeah, because it's an emotionally disabling thing to have a life inside of you and have that life die. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
As you know, I've been like doing this workshop, like workbook workshop the last week. Mm-hmm. And you have to like write a list, like they call it like the breadcrumbs of your resentment.
Oh, wow.
And you write a list of like everyone that you were, that you're having like resentment towards and why, and like what role I played in like the,
is this AA?
It feels like AA for people whose drug is just like themselves.
Like narcissists.
I'm not a narcissist. I just have a lot of trauma.
We're all narcissists.
People really use that word like freely.
Yeah, and I think that all humans are innately actually very narcissistic. So,
but anyways, so my breadcrumbs. I was like writing my list, and I was like, oh my god, everyone on this list is from the summer I had my miscarriage.
Oh my god, yeah. See, there you go.
And I just was like stunned. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, that really affected me so bad. But like in the moment, I had to keep on moving because I had an abortion scheduled, but it was like they were, Planned Parenthood would like put me like a month out because they were packed with appointments, and I ended up miscarrying before my appointment.
That's also just, I want to pause, so stressful that it was like they put you a month out. Like, what the fuck?
Right. And I was like, I have to live with this growing spirit inside of me that I'm like,
that I know I'm gonna abort.
Right. I didn't know what to do. And like, to be really fucking brutally honest, I was smoking a lot of weed, a lot of cigarettes, and inhaling iced vanilla lattes, like being very purposely destructive to my body. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, I just don't want to, like, for any other, like, this has to end. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather it end like by its own respect than to like have to go into a parking lot where people are going to have signs with like dead fetus pictures
again. Yeah. And I think that wow, I mean, a lot of the people who are running around and like posting stuff on social media and everything, like, I would prefer that we all like go and walk women into Planned Parenthood, which you can volunteer to do. Like, and I'm not saying like silence everyone on social media and stuff, but I'm just saying like there are actual ways on the ground that like this can be treated in the sensitive way that it should be. And unless you're willing to do that, there should be like a fucking rule that you can't go around screaming about it, because that story you just told is so fucking dark. They're all dark. I've heard 100 of them.
Yeah.
So where were you when you found out that you were pregnant, and whose child were you pregnant with? Can you give us any details about that? And how old you were, all that?
I was 29. I, was dating someone. We lived together and we had broken up. It just wasn't working anymore. I was not a good person to him, and he in turn like couldn't make it any better.
My accountability,
I had a really bad attitude. Mm-hmm. I had a really, really bad attitude.
Yeah, I've been there many a time.
Yeah. And we'd broken up, and I went back to the house. We were in a wedding together. We got pregnant at the wedding. Mm-hmm. It was like an amazing open bar, and it was like our last hurrah and mm-hmm. great breakup sex energy.
Yes.
And I moved back home, and I was visiting a friend from college who I had not seen in a long time. And I was like, I feel like something's wrong with me. I feel like I'm pregnant. And they were like, okay, hi, good to see you. And I was like, yeah. And I left their house, and I was like nowhere near any town that I was familiar with whatsoever. And I went to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And I got a pregnancy test. And my God, I haven't talked about this part, I don't think, ever, besides on paper. And the cashier was like middle of the day, so it wasn't busy. And the cashier was like a teenage boy. And there was like a coupon on there for like $12 off. And it was like a $28 pregnancy test. And he's like, do you want the coupon? I was like, I really don't. And he's like, well, it's like for a lot of money. Like, I'm going to call my manager over. And I was just like, he was like being a fucker. Like, he's being a fuckhead.
Just trying to draw attention to you buying a pregnancy test?
He probably was like, probably the first time he ever cashed someone out buying a pregnancy test. And I don't look my age. I look like I'm really much younger. And so he probably thought it was kind of funny.
Fuck,
he was like
man.
A high school kid. And he calls his manager over. And she was like, it's not scanning. Like, we can type it in. And I just was like, I don't fucking care. Please give it to me. And like, I gave him what he wanted. I was hysterical woman. And
totally.
I went to the bathroom. I walked to the bathroom of the grocery store and I went to the handicap stall and I like ripped the package open and I just remember like talking to it and I was like, please just tell me the truth. Please just tell me the truth. Please just tell me the truth. And it, I got the kind that set that spells it out. It's like not like a line thing. And it said positive. And I was like partially so relieved because like I knew it was the truth, but like obviously like blacked out. And
also like there's a difference between when you anticipate like a big truth coming your way and when you actually get it.
Yeah.
Like it's like we always know because we're witches, especially something to do with our uterus.
Yeah.
Uteri. Like, but then when you get the actual thing,
Yeah. And so I get into my car, which at the time was like my mom's like 19 something nine, whatever, like used Subaru, like, and it starts pouring rain and I'm calling all my friends because I wasn't in the city anymore. I moved home for a while.
Right.
And none of my friends were near me. Like I wasn't near anyone.
That's so scary.
Yeah. And I called my ex and he's such a nice person and he didn't necessarily say all the right things, but like, what was he supposed to do? Like not prepped for that conversation. And like, why should he be?
No one ever is.
And
perhaps we all should be though.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
I called my cousin who like a few weeks before found out that she was pregnant. And at that point, I was like on a roller coaster of like, do I keep it? Do I not keep it? Cause I was a live-in nanny for a year. And I nannied for another year after that. Like, I basically raised other people's kids. So, like, for me, like, not to keep a child was so, like, I couldn't wrap my head around it. I was like.
Yeah. I mean, also, I think we have to listen more to those kinds of stories because, like, a lot of people I feel like are too, I don't know if ashamed is the right word, but, like, I don't feel like a lot of people say, a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, no, I just, like, I couldn't have had a baby at that point. It's like, well, how did you feel though? Did you feel like maybe you wanted to?
Yeah. Thank like, you. Yeah.
Cause a lot of people fucking feel that way.
Yeah.
It's a very complicated moment.
Yeah. I mean, I come from parents who my mom's been married 3 times. My dad has married like one of the most evil women on the planet. Like, I just know when I have a child, like it has to be a situation where even if my partner and I aren't going to be together forever, that we at least can be best friends.
Yeah.
And I just like wasn't confident that me and my ex like we're going to have that kind of dynamic. And we weren't like we're not meant to be best friends forever. So I mean, he's an amazing person, but and I just like can't have a kid who's immediately going to need therapy. Like that to me is like I wasn't prepared to bring an emotionally stable person into the world.
Right. My sister said the other day, because like she's married and at an age when she's like thinking about having kids, and she was like, I just want to like get the best, be the best version of myself before I bring a life in via myself, literally.
Right. It's not about like, oh, I have so much more living to do. Like,
no.
It's just like, I at the time like knew that I was like not the full version of myself.
Yeah. Which we're not, we never are,
we
but
never
there's
are,
a place
yeah.
where like you, there's a time where you can be in the right place as good of a place as possible to have a child. And if you can choose when that happens, that's amazing.
Yeah. We could have worn a condom.
Yeah.
To like be really honest. And like we were very drunk. Like usually he would be more like, we'd been more safe than that for 2 years before that. Like,
but like, just like no one is fully safe all the time with sex. Like it's not it. Like I have had plenty of moments. I'm not going to go there because I don't want my mom to get mad at me again. But it's just that the shaming of like, well, you didn't do this.
The shaming of it. Right. And ended up in like such a spiral for a year after, and maybe longer, but like
being like, how could I let this happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, my cousin found out that she was pregnant a few weeks before I did. And so for like a minute, I was like, oh my God, we're going to be pregnant together. And she was like, fuck you. And then like, I kind of just like went crazy. Like I had nowhere to live at the time. I wasn't near any of my friends. No one was letting me live with them. I was feeling like really alone, like moved home, was waitressing. It was just like really bad vibes. And my family like totally shut me out. They thought I like had gone crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I had.
You had, yeah.
I think like you're allowed to.
You're allowed
like,
to
like I just
crazy
broke up with my boyfriend.
Want,
we lived together.
Specifically, yeah.
Yeah. Like I ended a live-in relationship and I had a miscarriage and wrote my first book all within like the same few weeks. Like, yeah, you're
like a
right.
product of your relationship with that person that had the relationship died, then the product of the relationship died. Then like, it's just like so many deaths.
The fetal cells died.
Yeah.
And I remember like I was miscarrying for a few, like you bleed for a few days and like the final like moment, like you, like it's like the tissue comes out. It's like a pea of tissue. Like, P as in PEA, and I was in the bathroom of this restaurant that I was waitressing at, and it came out, and I was like,
"You were at work. You were working."
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I had missed so many days in a row. Like, we're gonna fire you, and I was like,
"Totally,
oh, fuck."
Oh,
and then like I remember being like, "Do I put it in toilet paper and like bring it home with me?"
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what to do, and I flushed it down the toilet, and like I felt so bad about it. But like I was like, I can't Frankenstein it and put it in a jar.
What were you supposed to do?
I don't know. Like maybe like bury it in a garden. I don't know what I was supposed to do. But like,
right.
If you think I don't think about that moment, like
all the time,
all the time. Anyone that's like, even if you, I never taken the abortion pill, but I imagine it's like the same kind of bleeding situation where at the end you have like the P cell, PEA cells, a clumps of cell, whatever, like. And it's like, what do we all do with those?
It's a gruesome and brutal experience. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not just like you snap your fingers.
Right. And then like for months, you like just see babies and you're like dizzy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think legislation would make any of these experiences better. I would rather have the autonomy to like go through this than to feel like anyone besides myself was part of the process.
It would feel, it even feels weird that you were given a like month. They were like, we can't take you for a month by Planned Parenthood. Like that even feels weird. And that has nothing to do like anything where it's like, I can't just like do what I want to do, but feel I need to do or whatever the complicated intent you have is like whenever I want to is shocking.
Yeah,
like that is the scariest.
Yeah, they're like 4 weeks, oh you'll be fine, 4 weeks. It's like that would have been, I would have been like 2 months, a little over 2 months pregnant. I don't know what I would have done if I actually had to wait that long. I don't think I would have.
Right. Also, pregnancy is so like weird and complicated, and the idea of like, do you know if you want to have kids, do you not know if you want to have kids, like it changes for me all the time. Like I'm 28, and like if you asked me 2 years ago, I've been like, babies are gross, and like I babysat, and I was like, what, I don't hate kids or anything, but I remember having this feeling like right when the pandemic started, or like in the middle, like the beginning of it, when everyone was like starting to announce that they were pregnant on social media.
I unfollowed like 300 people
on
Instagram.
Same. I was just like, I can't. And I was repulsed. I was repulsed by like the idea of having a child.
Yeah. I was jealous.
Yeah. Right. Well, exactly. I mean, I just got like really grossed out by it. And I was like, this is so weird. It's like the minute the world stops, none of you are looking into yourselves. You're just like, I will bring life. It just like fucked me up. I was like, this is lame.
Right. Especially because like we didn't know if like we were going to die the next day.
Right. It was seemed irresponsible. Irresponsible.
It seems so irresponsible. Yeah.
At a time like this.
And you're going to have your kids go to school maybe. Like the education system part, which we maybe is a combo for another time. But like.
For sure.
Can't even.
Yeah. And anyway, but now as I'm like, just time passes and you start to feel different things. And I'm like, oh, I used to say I wanted a daughter named Veda. And like, I was like so sweet and
That's
cute.
So cute.
Yeah. She will be named Veda. No one fucking take that name. All of our millions of listeners. And Veda June, because my favorite month is June.
Wow.
I know.
She seems really powerful already.
She is. Veda is means knowledge, like the Vedas.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. My friend gave me a book, called like Spirit Babies, and this friend I think has had two or three abortions.
Oh my.
And she's always like, did you read the book I gave you? Because she gave it to me like a year ago, and I'm like, I literally refuse to read that book.
Right.
I have enough of a relationship with the spirit baby. We all have our relationship with like our spirit.
My spirit baby.
Yeah. And like I'm just like not interested. Maybe there is something great in that book. I will never know.
Yeah. What is it even about? It's giving me weird feelings.
You want me to go get it?
Is it like about dead babies that haunt you?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh my God.
Should I go get it and read the back cover?
Yeah, but let me just tell you, my aunt used to read us this book when we were little just to terrorize us. My Aunt Kathy is so funny. Called Water Babies. And like to this day, Molly and I laugh about it. My cousin Molly and I laugh about it. And we're like, that was the scariest book. It's about like dead babies, I think.
Really?
It's called Water Babies.
Like babies,
it's about like witch babies. I don't know what it's about. Not in a good way. Not witches in a good way. It's about like these scary water creatures that are babies that like I think that they're like somehow violent and like scary. I don't know. Or that's how we perceived it. I remember we were in France at this like very haunted house in the like countryside of France. And every night she was like, girls, we're reading Water Babies again. Like Italian moms find it so funny when their children get scared. I don't know why.
I know.
They laugh so hard.
I don't
want to
do that.
I've never seen my mom laugh harder than when I was scared of Boo Radley in To Kill a Mockingbird. Like my mom, she laughed so – she was like, I'm sorry. It's just so – I'm like, why is that funny? But
– well, all Italian women are witches. So.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, Water Babies.
Okay, I'm going to get the book and read this back cover.
Okay, get it.
Hold my mic so I don't make a big boom noise.
Okay. You can hear the birds outside. We're so wholesome.
So fucking crazy.
Oh my God.
Spirit babies.
Okay, the cover looks like the cover of like Chicken Soup for the Soul.
I know. It's so freaky. How to communicate with the child you are meant to have.
Stop.
A renowned clairvoyant medium tells you how to connect with your child before and after conception. And then the back cover. Am I meant to become a parent? Why can't I conceive? What is my unborn child trying to tell me? In this reassuring, supportive, and accessible book, leading clairvoyant and medium, Walt, a man wrote this book?
How dare he? Guttural scream.
I knew I hated this book.
Yeah.
Okay, Walter McEachin offers guidance to prospective parents eager to create a warm and nurturing environment for their soon-to-be-conceived or born children. Applying the wisdom and insights he has gained through 20 years of communicating
20
with
years of
spirit
not
babies,
having a vagina.
For the love of God. McEachin helps you resolve issues about starting a family, actively participate in the psychic process of creating a child, and move past your worries and fears about becoming parents. From the seven essential chakras that link our body, mind, and spirit to why pregnant women are super psychic, you will discover 1, how to create the energy that nurtures spirit babies. 2, how to understand how past lives and chakras relate to your unborn child. 3, the conception contract, what it is and what it means for you and your child.
The fact that contract is used, okay.
Karmic pairings affect conception and pregnancy. Why miscarriages occur and what they can signify. Plus spirit babies and guardian angels, spirit babies and adoption, spirit babies and dreams, and much more. featuring inspirational examples of couples who are now happy parents, as well as breath exercises and healing meditations at the end of each chapter.
This is bullshit.
Spirit Babies tells you everything you need to know about how to become the parent you were meant to be.
It's so intrusive. I don't understand.
It's so intrusive, Katie. There's no better word. I want someone named Mary to write this book, mm-hmm. not someone named Walter.
Mary. I want Jesus's mom to write this book.
She's the only one that really knows how to really meditate into.
She never even had a dick inside her.
Yeah. Calling a spirit baby is not that difficult. There are many spirits who need to find. I'm sorry. I regret it. Pass that, Miley.
Yeah. We need to smoke our way out of that one.
Do you want to transition us to the next part of this conversation? I'm wow. Where should we burn this and set it out to sea?
Let's burn it in the yard tonight.
Right.
In the courtyard in your apartment.
In my apartment.
We just need a minute to meditate on that.
I've had this book for a year and never once read one letter on the front or back cover for a reason.
Yeah.
I can't believe a man named Walter wrote that.
That's sick and fucked up. I will say that one time a psychic said to me when I was I really, really, really didn't want to ask if I was going to have kids. And I asked her and she was took a long pause and was there's a lot of, this is creepy. This is spirit baby vibes. She was there's a lot of children who would like you as their mother. I see them coming forward. But you have to choose if you would like to accept them as your children. And I was
I believe that spirit babies are real. I just
Yeah, I do too.
Don't really want to read a book about it.
Well, I just don't want it involved in the process of my conception. If I'm actually – the fact that people are sitting around being okay, we want to conceive now. And we're going to read spirit babies is just all kinds of messed up.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I don't know how to get us out of this hole. So I have to just sit in the grave that we've dug ourselves. And as the sky gets darker in Brooklyn right now. I need a drink.
Yeah.
And French fries.
Oh my God. Extra crispy Cafe Colette.
Mm-hmm.
God bless.
Yeah.
Katie, I love you and I'm so grateful that you're my safe space.
Same. Back at you.
Bye.
Bye.